Super Frog, champion of the oppressed, scourge of the scurrilous. Masquerading as a mild-mannered dress designer, Peter Lefavre, yet with his lovely model companion, Polly Wog, when called upon by law enforcement officers, with a single reedy, turns into the croaker of crime, Super Frog. And if you remember in yesterday, or when was it? This week's episode... Super Frog and Polly Wog had saved San Francisco from a fate worse than death, and that is, Mr. Treble was going to turn Golden Gate Bridge into a harp and musically devastate everyone. But, of course, the whole thing was saved by Super Frog eating a lemon in front of the Mr. Treble and ruining everything. As we join them this morning, we find Super Frog as he really is, and that is Raymond Lefavre, a mild-mannered dress designer, in his store.
Ah, to be creative again. let's see.
You want me to go in the back and get some more bolts of cloth?
What I'm doing now, Paul, here, bend over my shoulder here and look over my shoulder. You'll see that I am working on a drawing here. I'm working on an evening gown. Now, notice the flounce here and these sleeves. They're mid-elbow sleeves with a flare and a little button, a little bunny eye sewed on it.
You really are creative.
Yes, I am.
It's amazing that a mild-mannered dress designer with so much creative ability can turn into such a frog.
Well... it's a perfect disguise. No one would know that if I'm sitting here worrying about buckles and belts and things. No one would know that at the flash of a snap of a finger... Oh, there's somebody at the front door. Polly, you sit here and doodle. And I'll go and see who it is. Yes, sir. May I help you?
You said yes, sir, before the door was open.
No, the bell meant the door was open. The bell doesn't ring before the door opens.
Oh, I see.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm just fine.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Martin Blass, and I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Mr. Blass, would you sit down here?
Thank you very much. Got a nice place here. I don't usually come into places like this.
You're in clothing up there, are you?
What's that?
I say you're in clothing up in Fairbanks.
Yeah, most of the time. There have been some wild nights, but I'd just soon not talk about it. We don't even know each other.
No,
what's your
name?
Mean,
do you sell...
What's your name?
Well, my name is Peter Lefavre.
Oh, Peter Lefavre.
Yes, sometimes they call me Raymond and get me mixed up with a French... French music fella. But that's brain damage. Mr. Blass, I say, you're in clothing up there. You sell dresses and things.
Well, no. As a matter of fact, I run a nightclub, and I got a line of girls. And I just come down here. I figured I'd buy some pretty things for them, possibly pep up the show.
That's very nice. You have their measurements, do you?
Oh, yeah. So I got them all here.
What do you have in mind?
Well, something nice. I figured you're the creative one.
I see.
Surprisingly enough. And I thought...
kind of
perhaps
insulting.
I thought maybe you'd come up with an idea.
Well, now, tell me about your show. What do the girls do? What's the whole...
they dance and sing and that sort of thing.
Is it a Hawaiian nightclub in Fairbanks?
No, it's just a girly-girly show.
Oh, girly show.
That's right.
Well, I don't normally work in that area, but
well, I figured we'd have something nice for them and then something brief.
I see. Well, I have designed some breakaway clothing, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Stage things of that nature.
I'm a little
teapot.
Thank you, partner.
I don't know. I haven't been well. You're a little what, sir?
Super Frog, champion of the oppressed, scourge of the scurrilous. Masquerading as a mild-mannered dress designer, Peter Lefavre, yet with his lovely model companion, Polly Wog, when called upon by law enforcement officers, with a single re-deep, turns into the croaker of crime, Super Frog.
And if you remember in last Friday's episode, Super Frog had been doing business as Peter Lefavre, the mild-mannered dress designer, with a fellow named Martin Blass from Fairbanks, Alaska, when he insulted Martin Blass by calling him a teapot, a little teapot. You don't talk to fellows from Alaska like that. Martin walked out, and as we join them this morning, we find a distraught Polly Wog calling from the back room.
Hey!
Hey, come here, Paul.
What happened, Super Frog?
Well, there was this man in here with severe brain damage. We're trying to talk about buying some dresses for a show, and all of a sudden he just said, I'm a little...
Now, wait a minute. Mr. Lefavre, who you are now, of course.
You have that ugly tone in your voice,
we've
Paul.
We've been going out saving so many people for the last few weeks that we're going broke.
That's true.
We're not even going to have enough money to filter the water in our frog pond, and boy... Does it need filtering?
We can't really afford to turn down business, Polly. You're right.
No, you better go
get it. I feel bad. Just a moment. I'll go outside here. Hey, Mr. Blass.
Yes?
I want to apologize for calling you a little teapot, and I don't blame you for walking out.
You're lucky I didn't hit you right in the mouth.
I want to apologize. Please come back in.
I mean, where do you get off like that?
Well, I apologize.
A dress designer telling me I'm a little teapot.
I apologize.
I come from man's country.
Come on back into the... Come back inside.
Well, all right.
Now, sit down, and I apologize for calling you that.
Yeah.
Because you come from man's country.
That's right. Well, I'll buy some dresses from you.
Well, good.
Show you my heart's in the right place.
You had a look of puzzlement when you started that I'm a little business, as if you were trying to phrase something or you were a little concerned about bringing something up. And what were you going to bring up?
Well, I tell you, what I really wanted to say was that I am concerned with the terrible situation up there outside of Fairbanks.
Yes.
We have a snowman up there that's causing all sorts of trouble and driving the local folk out of the area.
A snowman? What is it, a living thing or what?
Well, it's a mysterious living thing, yes. And it's called the, believe it or not, the abdominal snowman.
Abdominal snowman?
That's right.
What is its modus operandi?
It freezes your stomach.
Oh, hence the name Abdominal Snowman.
That's right. Your stomach turns to a huge crystalline block of ice. And you can't digest anything. Die of starvation.
Well, that's what
it's the most diabolical, heinous thing I've ever heard of.
Why? Why haven't I read anything about this in the paper or anything? I never heard of this Abdominal Snowman.
Well, probably never even heard of Fairbanks up till today.
Yeah. Well, it isn't,
Don't get out much.
It isn't on the beaten track.
But anyway, this abdominal snowman is really creating a devilment up there, and I'm perplexed.
Well, there might be something that can be done about that.
Oh, what?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, really?
No. Why don't... Here, let's see. Your dresses are going to come to $3,800, the way I figure it. Prices are a little higher in Fairbanks. Why don't you come back in a week. They'll be ready. A week from Tuesday, they'll be ready.
All right, I'll enjoy my stay here in your fair city.
Thanks. Very good. I'm glad.
All right, listen, I'll see you later. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
You ought to filter that pond out there.
Filter that. Polly?
What?
What?
You do Mr. Blass imitations, don't you?
Yeah.
Listen, we've got to help that poor devil. That's why his humor is so bad. Why, he walked out of here. He's distraught because of this abdominal snowman.
Shall we go get him, Soup?
Yes, let's go get him.
Re-deep.
Re-deep.
Super Frog, champion of the oppressed, scourge of the scurrilous. Masquerading as a mild-mannered dress designer, Peter Lefavre, yet with his lovely model companion, Polly Wog, when called upon by law enforcement officers, with a single reedy, turns into the croaker of crime, Super Frog. And if you remember yesterday's episode, Martin Blass came down from Fairbanks, Alaska, to buy some dresses for his chorus line, and ran into Peter Lefavre, who is really Super Frog, and told Super Frog of the abdominal snowman, who lives outside of Fairbanks and freezes people's stomachs, causes them great deal of indigestion and pain, and they die of starvation. And so Super Frog, unbeknownst to Martin Blass, took off for Fairbanks, Alaska, and as we join them this morning, we find Super Frog and Polly Wog outside of Fairbanks.
Look! Is this remote?
You can't get any further out than this, Polly.
I guess they chopped down all the trees and caught all the fish and left.
In the middle of the night, we're standing out here on the tundra. This is called the tundra, Paul.
Oh, is that what it is?
This is all frosted over much of the year.
What was that?
I don't want to know what it is.
Boy, listen. You know something? I hear an awful lot of sounds that from my days in school are not indigenous to this area.
It could well be that monkey chattering, for example.
And those tropical birds.
You know what could have happened? We could have stumbled into the Fairbanks Zoo by mistake.
I think perhaps we got into the A file for Alaska. We got out from it. But never mind.
Now, the first elephants. Unbelievable. Mammoths, maybe.
That explains the abdominal snowman.
He is a throwback.
Yeah.
And the sound of the mammoth means that we have walked into some sort of fissure on our way outside of Fairbanks and have walked into another world.
A prehistoric world from which comes this abdominal snowman into Fairbanks to freeze the stomachs of the citizens.
We're wrapping this case up in a heck of a rush because I don't know how we stumbled on this, but that's fate.
It's because we're brilliant frogs.
And we'll find many. we'll get along well here because it's a prehistoric era, and a 6-foot frog in the prehistoric era, they had all kinds of freaky things.
Beautiful, I didn't know.
Super Frog, champion of the oppressed, scourge of the scurrilous. Masquerading as a mild-mannered dress designer, Peter Lefavre, yet with his lovely model companion, Polly Wog, when called upon by law enforcement officers, with a single reedy, turns into the croaker of crime, Super Frog. And if you remember in yesterday's episode, Peter LaFave changed into Super Frog and went to Fairbanks, Alaska, or, if you will, just outside of Fairbanks, Alaska, where he suddenly found himself in a fissure. A fissure that, right in the middle of Alaska, had a tropical tone, full of animals of prehistoric origin. And as we join them now, we find Super Frog and Polly Wog in the fissure.
Do you know, Paul, that there is a school of thought that holds that there is, in fact, a hollow earth, and that the hollow earth has its only opening at the top of the world? There have been books written on this.
Yeah, I know that. I have never seen anything like this in my life except in my book of knowledge.
We are...
I remember the big trees they said that they made coal out of. And that, look at those trees.
They're unbelievable.
Boy, there's something out there.
It's more than something. There are a lot of things out there.
I'd sure like to have a map or something. How did we get here?
We got here so quickly you wouldn't believe it. It was in the flash of an eye. We just walked out of Fairbanks, Alaska, down the street, out into the brush, and zippo, we were here. Check your frog belt now and see if you've got everything. A wart gun, that's very important in an area like this.
I got it.
Good.
Wait a minute. Soup?
What is it?
I don't know.
Wait a second.
I think it's bad management. Listen, I hear something. Footstep. Hear them?
No.
Well, I'm younger and less tainted.
Your ears are sharper.
What are you people doing here? Oh.
There's a man in a white coat.
Holy smoke!
Who are you, sir?
And what? Never mind who I am. Who are you?
I am Super Frog. This is my faithful companion, Polly Wog.
You know, by George, that's very interesting.
It is.
Super Frog is the name. You are a Super Frog. You are one of the superest frogs I've ever seen. You know, we still got the little ones here.
6'2".
I'll be darned. What do you do?
I am, when I have changed into a frog, I am a fighter for right.
For what?
Right.
Oh.
I get the bad guys, as a matter of fact.
Well, there are no bad guys here, so forget it.
Well, why should I take your word for it?
Because I'm a scientist and I know the truth.
What is your name?
Just listen to what I say is the truth.
What is your name?
Never mind.
Polly, I think we've come up against something rather significant right here in this man, and I wonder what connection this mad scientist has with the abdominal snowman.
I don't know, but there's a funny-looking guy with a little mustache and his hair over one eye.
Champion of the oppressed, scourge of the scurrilous.
Masquerading as a mild-mannered dress designer, Peter LaFavre, yet with his lovely model companion, Polly Wog, when called upon by law enforcement officers, with a single reedy, turns into the croaker of crime, Super Frog.
And as we join them today, we find Polly Wog and Super Frog in the giant fissure outside of Fairbanks, Alaska, where, of course, the many prehistoric animals are wandering. And if you remember in yesterday's episode, they had just met a scientist in the fissure.
Now, scientist, I never did get your name.
Never mind about my name.
I'll tell you why we're here.
What is that?
We're looking for the abdominal snowman who is thought to be lurking just outside Fairbanks, and it's logical that he's come from in here.
I believe you're talking about the, abominable snowman.
No, abdominal. This gentleman freezes your stomach.
That's a dirty trick.
And you've starved to death.
Yeah?
Old tum-tum.
Your tum-tum is num-num, huh?
No, you have a num-num tum-tum.
Probably make a little joke in a fisher.
Yeah. Speaking of that,
it's
nice
to have a little humor in a fisher.
If someone was asleep next to it, it would be body by fisher. I was trying to come up with that and work it in, but...
Well, look it over there in that little stream. See that little Eddie?
Eddie Fisher.
Would you like to room together next to him?
Yes. I admire your sense of humor. You have a Nordic sense of humor for a German man. It must have been from the far north of Germany.
Hey, listen, Soup. Let's quit all this fooling around. Ooh! What was that?
Brontosaurus.
Holy smoke, that's a man-eater.
You know it. They eat anything that moves.
Yeah, well, I'll see you later.
Wait a minute, don't go away.
No,
haven't you got anything to tell us about anything?
Me.
I know.
After living in the fissure for this long with all the animals.
Yes?
You bore me.
I'm sorry about that. Paul?
Yeah?
You're not bored, are you? Because you're easily pleased. You're bored, too?
Yeah.
Well, here I am all alone in this fissure. And, I never should have talked to that fellow Martin Blass. He was a loser, I think, Paul.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, I'm waiting. I've been waiting for...
I think I see him. There he comes. The abdominal snowman is coming straight at us.
Right over that hill. It's huge. He must be 10 feet tall. And he's got fangs and hair all over his head and elsewhere. It's horrible.
Oh, what?
Super Frog, champion of the oppressed, scourge of the scurrilous. Masquerading as a mild-mannered dress designer, Peter Lefavre, yet with his lovely model companion, Polly Wog, when called upon by law enforcement officers, with a single reedy, turns into the croaker of crime, Super Frog.
And if you remember, in yesterday's episode, Super Frog and Polly Wog were in the outskirts of Fairbanks in a huge fissure with a lot of streams and eddies.
Eddie Fisher.
Oh, but anyway, there are a lot of prehistoric animals around, and they were looking for the abdominal snowman who freezes your stomach. And I think they found him as we join them.
Boy, look at that!
That man is right who was just talking, Polly. I think that is the abdominal snowman.
Sure big! Look at him!
Huge! Huge!
And he's hitting right our way.
Well, I don't know what to do. Check your belt, see if there's the wart gun in there. It should be.
It fell out. Oh, my stomach. Oh, my stomach is freezing.
I can feel a kind of an icicle-like feeling on my tum-tum. It's cold.
Your tum-tum isn't num-num anymore. Let's get out of here. Come on. Hey, there's a cave.
Quick, run it. We'll run into this large ice cave here.
Yeah.
Get out of the way. But he's right outside, lurking around outside.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll come in here. They don't like caves.
How do you know that?
Wait. I just thought of it.
They don't like caves. Well, I don't want to split hairs with you. I'm not trying to be a troublemaker. But you just can't.
Frogs don't have any hair, so you couldn't anyway.
Well, that's true. And I just, you know, you just cavalierly say they don't like caves. And it's very interesting because...
Well, you don't see them in here, do you?
No.
To know the future, consider the past.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. However, I see that he's sitting down on a large rock out there.
Yeah.
Now, I notice my stomach is starting to warm up a little bit.
Even I noticed that, cave. Too. Yeah. What do you think?
To know the future, consider the past. It's true.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
I have it.
Okay. I think what we'll do is we'll walk down this cave here and see if we can, you know, get out of here somehow.
Okay. Little hill.
Well, we just seem to be going further back into the earth. I notice...
You know, we might have jumped out of the frying pan into the fire. Mm-hmm. You ever stop to think of that? There might be something back here, too.
There might be. Let's see.
Frog, champion of the oppressed, scourge of the scurrilous. Masquerading as a mild-mannered dress designer, Peter Lefavre, yet with his lovely model companion, Polly Wog, when called upon by law enforcement officers, with a single reedy, turns into the croaker of crime, Super Frog.
And if you remember in last week's episode, Super Frog and Polly Wog were stuck in the ice cave in the fissure and were trying to escape from the abdominal snowman. The man who, with just a single whatever, freezes your stomach and causes a great deal of indigestion and then eventually starvation. But enough of that. As we join them now, we find Super Frog and Polly Wog in the cave.
Luckily, Paul, we're in a soft part of the cave. There's soft ice here. We don't have to worry about echo or condensation.
Yes, that's true. What are we going to do?
Well, let's put our heads together. Let's think about something, because that snowman is right outside.
You'll have to excuse my voice, Soup, because I yelled very loud when I saw the abdominal snowman.
And as you're wont to say, you've never had a drink in your life.
That's true. I'm only 9 years old. How could I? Get it very easy.
That's right. I tell you what we'll do.
Yeah.
Let's give a try. Let's try to call the chief on the
good idea,
on the
Soup.
Phone. It's 3,000 miles away, but let's try it.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Chief?
Yes, I can hear you as clear as a bell, my boy. How are you today?
I'm fine. How's the wife?
Fine. Thank you very much.
All the kids?
I know you're not married. You're a dress designer.
Listen.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's a little cold here.
Where are you?
You wouldn't believe where I am.
Where are you?
I'm in a fissure outside of Alaska. Ooh. Fairbanks, Alaska, by name.
What are you doing there, Soup? A little bear hunting?
No, I'm fully dressed. You wouldn't believe. You would not believe what's outside the cave here.
Tell me what's outside.
The abdominal snowman who freezes.
I believe that's abominable.
No, this is abdominal. He freezes your stomach, turns it into a block of ice.
Well, what would you like? A flamethrower?
I don't know. What do you suggest?
Possibly a can of Sterno. I happen to have a few here in the office.
Medicinal purposes.
Of course. Yes.
I don't know what do you suggest to help us here?
Well, we can get our frog copter.
Frog, bring the frog copter up.
And come down over the cave.
Yeah?
And blow the little devil to smithereens.
Excellent idea.
We're on our way.
Super Frog, champion of the oppressed, scourge of the scurrilous. Masquerading as a mild-mannered dress designer, Peter Lefavre, yet with his lovely model companion, Polly Wog, when called upon by law enforcement officers, with a single reedy, turns into the croaker of crime, Super Frog.
And as you remember in yesterday's episode of Super Frog and Polly Wog are caught in a dry cave, no condensation, and the abdominal snowman is waiting outside to freeze their stomach. And as we join them, we find that they have just made a call to the chief, back 3,000 miles away from Fairbanks, Alaska. And as we join them, the chief is arriving in his frog copter.
Here it comes!
I think we're saved, pal. I think we're saved. It's amazing.
Wait a minute till he lands.
Hopefully he's going to land soon.
Hello, Super Frog.
Am I glad to see you, Chief?
Glad to see you, too. I brought my flamethrower, but I don't see any abdominal snowman out here.
No?
You suppose he's left the fissure?
You know what I think? I think the sound of that frogmobile has scared him.
I see, yes.
These
well,
dry
shall
caves.
We all go back home?
Go back home?
Yeah, no more frogs.
I think we have a responsibility, Chief, to catch this abdominal snowman who frees your stomach and you starve to death.
Well, I think the only thing we can do is turn the flamethrower on low.
Yes.
And if any of us are attacked by the abdominal snowman, we'll just use it on ourselves. And as he freezes our stomachs, we will simply turn the flamethrower on our own stomachs and unfreeze them. This way we can get ahead of him and capture him. Three of us, you, a 6'2" frog, little Polly there, who hasn't had a drink in her whole life, and myself.
Yes.
My voice sounds a little strange because over the weekend while you were gone, I went to the football game.
I can well imagine.
Saw the 49ers win in the last 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful. Am I boring you?
Well, I was just kind of thinking about it.
You're trying to figure out where to go from here.
Certainly did enjoy that soliloquy.
You know what we always do when in a spot like this?
What do we do?
We're on our way again.
No, wait a second.
No.
Wait a second. Don't go on your way yet, Chief. We have to come up with something a little more definite. First of all, let's turn on the flamethrower and allow us to do our flamethrower sound effect.
Okay.
You light the match. There it's going. It's too bad we don't have paint to take off something.
Yes, that's it.
What
I like the greater kudu better.
Well, we're on our way.
We're on our way.